Are you recording?
Yeah, what are we going to say?
Well, we're going to go, Said It Radio, it's the 401st episode. Welcome to the 5th century.
It is indeed the 401st edition of Edit Radio. That's incredible. It's only myself, Tom Crook, and Ben Smith. Paul isn't here today, this podcast.
No, Paul can't make it.
He's much more important things to do.
He does.
401. We are through into the 5th century, as you said at the intro there. We are through the looking glass, Ben.
I know.
There's no return now.
We were young men when this started, weren't we? Full of hopes and dreams.
Now look at us. Remember those ambitions we had.
Those heady days.
For this podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, what was that? REM-esque noise.
Yes, the unmistakable right hand of Peter Buck on jangling Rickenbacker guitar in a band called The Filthy Friends, which is himself, and Corin Tucker from Sleater-Kinney. How do they say that in America? Sleater-Kinney?
I think that's about right, yeah.
She's on vocals. And various other members of the band. I can't remember who they are now. But it's great. I think it just sounds like very early REM, like Pretty Persuasion or Sitting Still, some of those classic early songs. So I thought I'd play it.
Have you heard any of the rest of that album?
Yeah, that one was the most REM-esque, I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's all very good and worth investigating. Hopefully we'll play more when I let the rest of the album sink in a bit.
Cool, yeah, I liked that.
So you're all right? You okay?
Yeah, fine. You know, it's Monday, back at work after a weekend off. It's always a bit depressing, isn't it? But other than that, I'm all right. Yeah,
See you running up the A4074 yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
Hashtag humble brag. Yeah, that was me running.
That was a long way from home. And yeah, you were jogging or yeah, run. That's what it used to be called. What's it called now? Just running.
I don't know. I call it running, but I mean, jogging's probably more accurate. Imagine a slightly out of shape middle-aged man wheezing along. That's
no, you looked like Mo
Tucker.
Yeah, not Mo Farah, but you look like a someone whose first name is Mo.
Yeah, yeah,
running along the road.
Yeah, well, let's
Mo Tucker.
Let's move swiftly on from thoughts of
no, because that's a really long run, right? Because yeah, people don't know the local road layout. The A4074 is a good 2 or 3 miles from here.
Sure.
So you went out over Wallingford Bridge, past Howbury Park, yeah?
Do you want me to talk you through my route from my front door?
Because this makes for wonderful, scintillating listening.
This is podcast gold. So out of my front door, I went right, down to the river, along to the new bypass bridge.
No, right, over, that way, okay.
Yeah, back towards Cromarsh.
Right.
And then I went along the lane that leads towards Benson.
Yeah.
And then I got onto the A4074, which is where you saw me.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned off there. This is really boring. Why am I telling you this?
No.
Then I ran over the weir, over the bridge,
right,
over the Thames, and then back along the Thames path, and then back through Wallingford Town, back to my front door.
I thought you were going over Shillingford Bridge. Which
Not quite that far, no.
How many? What's the total mileage or kilometerage?
In kilometres, it was about 10.
Good Lord. I'd like to imagine I could do that, but I couldn't. I couldn't run.
Oh dear, this is very embarrassing. I wish you hadn't asked me about this. Yes,
so this is scintillating listening for anyone who doesn't know the area.
I think it's always fascinating to hear an amateur runner talking about their local route. Anyway, should we go back to the music?
Yeah, so do you want to play a song then?
Sure.
What is Miss something?
Oh, Miss Misty. So last month I was playing some Big Thief, who were a new find of mine at the time. And I was saying in last month's podcast that I'd gone off and found all sorts of other music by the lead singer, Adrienne Lenker. And this is an album she did a few years ago. It's called A-Sides. She did it with a guitarist called Buck Meek, who I think is also in Big Thief.
Okay.
It's about 9 songs on the album. It's on Bandcamp. And I think if you buy it, you can get an accompanying album called B-Sides, cleverly, for free.
I like it.
And it's a beautiful little album. I would say it's a bit of a minor masterpiece.
Okay.
It's sort of folky. Who's beeping? It could be me. But yeah, it's lovely. I would recommend listening to it in headphones. There's a beautiful sort of interplay of the two guitars. I think one of them's playing an acoustic, one's playing an electric. Lovely harmonies. It's just a sort of low-key minor masterpiece. And this is Miss Misty from that album.
Can I just say before we play it?
Yeah.
We were a little bit worried we'd have nothing to talk about with Paul not being here, but we seem to have filled about 10 minutes there.
I know. Paul's normally, you know, pretty good at saying something interesting about one of his field recordings. Yeah. But we filled the gap by saying something very dull about my weekend jogging.
Right, here's Miss Misty.
Miss Misty, here we go.
Miss Misty was a stone-skinned gal. Well, she didn't stick around at one time for too long. Cause too long is too long, she said. She said, I'll be gone by morning. Don't come again after me. Got to get back to that place I've never been. Never been. Bone City up at 215. She traded in her daddy's old packet Super Race Sedan for a Vincent Black Shadow machine. Yeah, she opened him up some 50 horses hot, forming at the mouth. In a dust cloud headed south on down the devil's backbone, down his wicked legs. Fly away, oh glory, ringing in her head. Say, I'll be gone by. Get back to that place I've never been, never been before. The big magnolia down by Beulah's pond, hand-me-down sundress and rope boots, I could go on and on. With my bolt action 22, I knocked them blossoms down. Or Missy catch them in a skirt before they hit the ground, singing, I'll be gone by morning. Don't come again after me. Got to get back to that place I've never been. I've never been.
Lovely, Ben. Thank you.
A bit of guitar amp hum at the end, which I'm sure Paul would have commented on.
He would have loved that.
He would have liked that, yeah. So, yeah, Adrienne Lenker and Buck Meek, go and get that album on Bandcamp. It's called A-Sides. $10.
Okay, I will.
Do it.
Rose is looking at us over there in the corner, drinking a big mug of tea from a Camarado's mug.
Sure, yeah. Choose life, choose friends, choose purpose. That's Math's brainchild, isn't it, Camarado's?
Yeah. Google Camarados, everyone, and find out more.
Yeah, you should. It's a great thing.
Rose is going off. Bye, Rose.
See you in a bit. Bye. So,
I'll play some music now.
Sure, okay. Hey, what are you going to play?
Ben Gibbard. Do you know Ben Gibbard?
No.
He is the singer from Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Done the occasional track with people like Feist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just released his version of Bandwagon-esque by Teenage Fan Club. He's covered the whole album.
Oh, okay.
And it's just great.
Is it?
Yeah, so here's a quite sublime version of the concept.
Nice.
She wears denim wherever she goes, says she's gonna get some records by the status quo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still she won't be forced against her will, says she don't do drugs but she does the pill. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't want to hurt you.
That's Ben Gibbard's cover version of The Concept from his whole cover version album of Bandwagon-esque Teenage Fan Club's classic album. And it's, yeah, it's a note-for-note copy, but somehow it's got this lovely sublime production, makes it quite spacey and...
That's quite gorgeous, shoegazy, isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
The rest of the album's a bit more true to the Fanny sound.
Mm.
But I really like what he's done with that one. There you go.
Yeah, I really loved that. That was like you say, quite sublime, wasn't
sublime,
it?
Sublime, is the only word I can find.
Yeah.
I need to get a thesaurus.
Blissful.
Blissful.
Beautiful, nice. Yeah.
So how are we doing without Paul? Do you think we're coping?
I think we're doing okay, but we should warn our listeners there's going to be no recordings of empty football fields or even football matches or...
Nothing like that.
Traffic or washing machines or no field recordings at all.
No news from XTC or Andy Partridge?
No.
Paul's a keen supporter and follower of Andy's tweets.
He is, so we might have to put documentary watch
on hold. Can't think of any documentaries I know about.
No, I don't think so.
Because documentary watch is just actually Andy Partridge watch.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But I think that is Sky Arts are going to show that documentary by all accounts. That's the last I heard.
Oh, really?
Paul and I had a little Facebook conversation about.
Okay. So, inadvertently, we have done
some docu news, or whatever we call it.
Doc Watch.
So, yeah, there's a big hole in this episode. But anyway, scientists, you've got some scientists here.
Scientists, sure. So, Fortet.
It's better not be Coldplay. Fortet, is it?
What's wrong with Coldplay? Well, where do we begin? There's a lot wrong with Coldplay. This is not Coldplay, certainly not. This is Fortet. We play Fortet quite a lot. I probably do anyway. This is a new track off his upcoming album, New Energy. He's been slowly releasing things internet over the last couple of months. And this one has only been out a few days. I've not heard it. So perhaps I could read to you what Pitchfork says about it and we can judge.
Okay, I will allow you to.
You'll allow this. Okay, so Pitchfork say this: with scientists, he moves, he being Fortet, who is just one man, Kieran Hebden.
Kieran, yeah, right.
Whose mum used to work with my mum, weirdly. Anyway, with scientists, his mum's an educational psychologist, as was my mum before she retired. Okay, with scientists, I've got no more facts to throw in.
So insightful.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Who needs Paul?
So, with scientists, Kieran Fortet moves closer to all-out rapture. The track begins simply enough with staccato bass synth dancing circles around a tentative hi-hat pattern. Faint pads shimmer wistfully in the background. Then come the vocals, swirled, wordless scraps seemingly run backward and left to flutter like ticker tape. As the song moves toward its climax, the voice rises in pitch and is greeted first by saxophone and then trumpet. Deeper in the mix, another backward vocal murmurs urgently, as if in an alien tongue. The horns pack a powerful emotional punch and no small amount of baggage. These are big, evocative sounds that carry a host of associations with them. At the song's peak, it is a hair's breadth away from corniness, but somehow Fortet pulls it off, and the effect is positively radiant.
Well read, Ben. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Let's have a listen, because I'm dying to hear what ticker tape sounds like.
Sure. Let's give it a go. So would you say the effect is positively radiant?
It's, well, it's amazing, isn't he?
It's so clever, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah, it's really similar to Aphex Twin, and yet he uses a much more recognisable palette of sounds.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Aphex Twin goes away and makes up his own sort of strange instrumental sounds.
Yeah.
But those, you know, as voices, horns, keypads...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know what they are, and yet it still sounds as unique and original as an Aphex Twin track.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I don't know. I mean, I've been following Fortep for years, and he's just constantly doing something interesting and surprising and new. Yeah. And
it's never cliche-driven, is it? It's never anything you've heard before.
It's not, and he's got a real identity about what he does as well, which maybe not all electronic musicians have, but I think... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I could tell a Fortet track or a Fortet influence track. That's lovely. I'm very much looking forward to the new album, which is called New Energy.
Right, we have to use your mum's contact here. Get in touch with his mum.
Yeah,
and just become his best friend. How do we do that? Because we just sound like a couple of fanboys gushing here about him.
We do, don't we? Yeah. Okay.
So sort that out before next month. Look out for that feature next month. Fortet 5 minutes, we'll call it.
We'll invite him along.
4 minutes with Fortet. He can have a little slot on here if he can get to Wallingford.
All right. We'll get the boys in the back room to work on that.
Or the mums in the coffee shop.
True. The retired mums.
Right, I'm going to play a song now by a band called Colorama. Start again.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song now by Colorama.
Colorama, okay.
Yeah, which I think was a sort of photographic developing company when we used to develop photos back in the day.
Sounds plausible.
Anyway, I know of it through a guy called Carwin Ellis, who's a singer, songwriter, musician. I've seen play with people like Edwin Collins. And it's his own little project.
Sure.
It's very nice. Here's the song.
Okay.
Baby, don't go. Pretty baby, please don't go. I never had a mother. I barely knew my dad. I've been in this town for many's the year. You're the only girl I've had. I can't stay. Maybe I'll be back someday. Baby, don't go. Baby, please don't go. I love you so. Pretty baby, please don't go. I never had any money. I bought at the second-hand store. This town's been laughing at me. I just can't take it no more. I can't stay. Maybe I'll be back someday. So pretty, no one's gonna know I cried.
That's Colorama and Baby Don't Go. I don't know if this has any bearing on Paul not being here.
Mm.
But we've played some brilliant music so far, haven't we? I don't think it's connected.
I'm not going to answer that directly, but I'm going to say that I love that track and I enjoyed particularly the sound of the hammered dulcimer.
Yes.
I thought it gave it a nicely, I don't know, old-fashioned sound perhaps? I'm not sure, but I just thought that was a... another gorgeous track you brought along yeah, tonight.
No ticker tape in there, I don't think. But
no ticker tape, no. But that was grand.
Yeah. So what would we do now? If Paul was here, we'd probably be playing some football matches by now. Or...
yeah, we'd be listening to the distant shouts of angry amateur football players.
Against the howling gale.
Against the howling gale. Or the sound of Paul standing in some bleak marsh somewhere listening to the sound of wind blowing through reeds.
Well, I believe he's got a few recordings from... France, his holiday in France.
Okay.
Standing on empty football pitches in the Dordogne, which we can look forward to next month.
We'll give him an extra slot. He can play two recordings next month.
Yeah.
Because I know people will be disappointed not to hear them tonight.
People will be switching off now, knowing he's not here. We'll probably switched off already.
I know. We've sold out, haven't we? We've just gone commercial.
Yeah. So next month, Paul will be here and keeping it real.
Yes.
For the field recording.
Definitely.
Field recordo files, I think they're called.
Yeah, that'll do. Close enough.
Hey, so dreams tonight.
Dreams tonight, yes. So this is Always, who have released a new album called Antisocialites.
Right.
They're an American band. And I love this song. It's a sort of, I don't know, bittersweet, melancholic, romantic, slightly sad number. And it's been my earworm for about the last 2 weeks, so I'm going to...
Antisocialites. Ah, Always. I heard them on the radio just the other day on Six Music, I think.
Well, I've got to say, tonight, Tom, you're playing me a lot of music I've not heard, and it seems like your choices are nicely obscure. I think mine, I'm just going straight for the big hitters, the well-known numbers.
Stuff you've heard.
A lot of our listeners will have heard,
heard this. Actually, I think that Colorama track's been on Six Music as well.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're way behind the likes of Lauren Laverne and we're behind the Tom curve. Ravenscroft.
Yeah, but you know, we've got jobs and stuff. We have to,
we've got to get inspiration from somewhere.
Exactly. Anyway, this is All Over Six Music, but it's a gorgeous track. Like I say, sort of sad, romantic, bittersweet song. Dreams Tonight by Always.
Rode here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic hour. Street, but I have you in my dreams.
do know that. It's all over the radio, Ben.
Yeah, I know. It's so catchy, though, isn't it? It's really catchy. What a sweet little song as well. I really like that.
Hey, so I'm going to play a little act here now called The Solo Collective.
Right.
Which is made up of three musicians. I saw them play today in Oxford.
Okay.
It's Sebastian Reynolds, a local Oxfordian.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Stolz on violin and Anne Muller on cello. Those two are from Berlin, not Oxford.
Sure, and you were saying earlier that the cellist has played with the likes of Nils Fram.
Yeah, Nils Fram, yes, on the Erased Tape Table.
She's pretty well connected there.
And yeah, yeah. You often play some of that their stuff, don't you?
Erased Tapes. Yeah, I really like that label, yeah.
So yeah, they played at the Jacqueline Dupre Music Rooms last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're off to play in London.
Oh yeah, tomorrow. Heard of that? Yeah, that London.
You heard of London?
I have. Yeah, been there once.
Then I believe Manchester.
Sure. North,
which is in the north, correct? North,
yeah.
And even Birmingham has been brought up. I'm just trying to look on the internet here, tell you where they are actually.
Uh-huh.
Charlton Hall, Cambridge Street, Manchester, on Wednesday the 20th. Thursday 21st at the Glee Club, Hurst Street, Birmingham. So there you go, there's right. Two dates. I don't know if anyone will hear this before those dates, but they're really good, really interesting sort of modern classical style, perhaps.
Okay, and you saw them live today?
I saw them live today, a little, little performance at Sobel House Hospice in Oxford.
Work?
Where I work during the daytime.
As a music therapist, I believe.
That's also the truth.
Okay. And so you get to hear nice live music from time to time in your place of work.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Hey. So, without talking too much about that,
okay,
let's have a listen to The Solo Collective. This is a lovely piece called Holy Island.
Thank you.
are. That's the Solo Collective and a piece called Holy Island.
Yeah, more lovely music, Tom.
Check them out. Look them up.
I will.
Yeah, good enough. So we could just play one more if you like. We played a few songs each. You know, get home early. Well, you're already home. We're in your kitchen.
This is true.
I could get home early.
Yeah, okay. Knock off early. Sure. Don't tell Kev, though, so we'll still charge him till the
usual
time. We're
charging for the full...
Yeah, of course.
1 hour and 5 minutes that we usually turn in.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I'll punch your, you know, timesheet. Don't worry.
Yeah, tell him.
Fake it. I've got a guy that does that. Don't worry about it.
It's your own flexi time.
Yeah.
So we'll end with a song called Rain that you have chosen to play, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, I have. So this is another...
Not the Beatles.
I like that track, though, by the Beatles. No, this is Bicep, who are, I believe, an Irish... I think they're from Ireland, anyway. A duo making electronic music.
Bicep.
They're called Bicep. Yeah, I got their album. I like it. I quite like the album. It's an eponymous album. I'm not very good at... I'm sort of a bit out of my depth. I'm trying to describe electronic music genres or styles. I believe there's some elements of garage in there.
The UK garage.
Okay. I couldn't really describe it any more than that. This is just a... I don't know. It's got a nice vocal sample in it. It's a rather delightful track, in my humble opinion, by Bicep.
Okay.
So we're playing this to close
this
the podcast.
Be the last one, yes. We can say goodbye.
Okay. I think it's quite a nice track to finish on. Yeah. Okay.
401. This is the 401st podcast.
Yeah, that is amazing. Congratulations, Kev, anyway, on keeping this going for all these years. That's quite an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Week in, week out, he's been making sure this podcast goes out.
So we do one a month.
Yeah.
Some months have 5 weeks. But we could have done about 80. We haven't done 100.
No, I'm not sure. Because was it us that did the 200th?
That was 100, I think we did.
No. Was it really?
I think so. And we went around and got loads of people to play live for us.
We did, yeah. That was good fun doing
in
that.
Your Ford Fiesta.
Yeah. Focus?
Ford Focus.
How dare you? All right, we're going to fall out.
Driving around Oxfordshire recording various minstrels that we could find.
Yeah. No, that was good.
I think that was the 100th episode, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, 401. I think that's brilliant. That four times a
unbelievable.
Month. People... you know, scour the internet and record shops and the radio and recommendations and just get new music out there. And Kev has done all that. So
yeah.
I'd say congratulations, young man. I think that's a real achievement.
We'll have to have a party.
We will.
Hey, we're doing a gig with Ben Marwood soon in December.
Oh, this is true. Yeah, Ben Marwood in Reading.
The Rising Sun.
Something like Art 16th Center, of
16th
December.
Of December.
Well, listen, if we're promoting gigs, so...
yeah.
If this podcast goes out tomorrow, which will be today as you're listening to it, which will be Tuesday the 19th of September.
Yep, yep.
This Friday, which will be Friday the what of September?
22nd.
Friday the 22nd, we, as in the band you and I play in Band of Hope, are playing in the Borderline.
Borderline in London's West End.
London's West End, Soho, supporting Michelle Stoder of The Magic Numbers.
Yep.
And Summer Hill.
Yeah.
Legendary band of the 90s who are back together.
We're playing
Okay.
A reformed lineup, and it'll be a cracking night. Stuart Lee's been tweeting about it, apparently, or something.
Right. Celebrity endorsements.
Well, I imagine it's the Stuart Lee, not just a Stuart Lee. He's excited.
Yeah, he's excited, and he doesn't get excited about much. So, yeah, well, I'm glad we saved this plug till right at the end of the podcast when, you know, that's when our listenership peaks, isn't it, in the dying...
yeah, this is where people tune in.
The dying seconds of the podcast.
But no, I mentioned the Ben Marwood one because obviously Ben Marwood does a edit radio podcast himself the week
he
before
does,
us.
Yeah.
So maybe we could record something that night because you, me and Paul will be there and Ben.
Oh, that's true.
Who knows? Even Kev might be around for Christmas.
Kev might be. We could do a little segment.
We could celebrate the 400th episode.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that. We'll get our script writers to, as you know, this is quite tightly scripted, so... for something that big, I think we'd need a bit of work. But yeah, we could get
our LA writers on that.
Sure.
Full team, 12 writers around the table.
The dream team. Yeah, we'll get them on it.
Anyway, Rain. Anyway.
Rain. We were going to play a song called Rain.
Rain by Bicep. Say thanks, Tom. See you.
Thanks, Ben.
Next month.
See you next month, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for listening, listeners.
That's it. Here comes the rain.
Bye.
Bye.